This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Going to be another hot day in the Berg, 92, but it'll feel even hotter than that. Speaking of heat, things have really been heating up politically in Washington, above and beyond the normal discourse. And now there's talk of President Trump seriously analyzing treason charges against former President Barack Obama. And we welcome CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Thane, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
The first thought I have was, okay, you've heard so much about the Epstein files. We found out that in Florida they said, no, you can't get the transcripts from the court there, so that's not going to happen, back and forth. Then suddenly, over the past week, President Trump posted a artificial intelligence video of former President Barack Obama getting arrested and going to jail. And then I'm like, well, why would he do that? And now we hear about treason charges potentially. Can you help us sort through where we are with this story? It's obviously a big story worldwide.
So, Larry, what you said about, you know, at first we're hearing about the Epstein files, and the next thing we have this shift to charges of treason against the former president of the United States. Immediately, the Obama camp used the word distraction. That clearly the Epstein files is something that the Trump administration is worried about. So they figure, let's deflect the whole thing and move it on to something much, much more severe, the possible treasonous behavior of a former president, going back to the Russiagate, the collusion argument. The only problem was that President Obama's team didn't say, this is false. They said, it's a distraction. So I think that only added, you know, more ambiguity to say, well, wait a minute. You know, we're saying that the new disclosure of classified files suggests that you knew that there were, that the efforts by Russia to influence, interfere with the election wasn't true, but even more so, that there was no evidence at all of collusion. And yet when Donald Trump took office, you sought to sabotage, poison the early days of his presidency, which essentially took on the whole Mueller investigation by saying that there was actual evidence, intel, that showed that there was connections between the Trump team and Russia to undermine Hillary Clinton's candidacy. But remember, the whole Mueller investigation was based on the Steele dossier. And the Steele dossier was opposition research paid for by the Clinton candidacy. The real issue is, well, what did the FBI know, right? What was their investigation? And that's what Donald Trump is really charging. He's saying that the FBI actually acted affirmatively based on the direction of President Obama to contaminate, poison his presidency by giving people the impression that Russia not only wanted to collude, and interfere. But they did actually have conversations with Trump to undermine President candidate Clinton. So that's where we're at, right? The question is there any truth to this, and whether the Trump administration is going to pursue charges against former CIA directors, former FBI directors, and the President Obama himself?
Well, the timing is curious, or maybe it's not, as you pointed out at the beginning. But I'm also curious, Thane, since the Supreme Court decided that the presidents have much more latitude of protections, will that matter for a former president before that determination was made?
You're good at this, Larry. That's true. That's where you're right. That's a great argument. Remember, to not this term, but the last year, the big bombshell opinion by the Supreme Court was that, and this was in connection with Donald Trump, that in the federal case that was brought against him in the D.C. Circuit, that presidents enjoy presumptive immunity for official acts undertaken within the scope of their presidency. But that always raises a factual question, right? What constitutes an official act, right? So remember, there 2 years ago, right, when this was happening, right, there was a question, well, what if the president decided he wanted to take a hit on a former, you know, ask Navy team SEAL 6 to go, is that an official act? And therefore, it would be a criminal act, but it's official because it would be done from the White House, right? If you're using the phones in the White House and you're using the stationery in the White House, it looks like an official act. So the question is, even if President Trump, Obama did direct.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah!
Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The FBI to say, look, we don't really have great evidence, but let's just say the evidence is there. Right now it's being suggested that there never was evidence, that they were just going again with the Steele dossier. Would President Obama's actions in directing the FBI to pursue this line of investigation against the Donald Trump campaign, would that be an official act? That's the question, right? The Supreme Court left you with the impression that if it's in the Oval Office, it is, right? If it's just, if he's hanging out outside, it's something else. But if he's doing something within the Oval Office and using the resources of the Oval Office, but I'm sure that's not what the Trump team thinks. I think the Trump team thinks, no, that's not an official act. If you're engaged in shenanigans trying to compromise my presidency by basically directing the FBI to say, go with it, go with the dossier, the Steele dossier, go with the impression that Donald Trump's campaign was in collusion with the Russians, that in fact could look like a Watergate style action by a president. But you're quite right. The Supreme Court complicated matters last, not this term, the term before,
right,
by saying presumptive immunity for official acts.
It's fascinating legally, and from afar, it does look coincidental, trying to shift the focus from the Epstein files to something else, because the question is, well, why now? Why, after all this time, would you bring that out in public?
So Donald Trump is going to go, don't look at me. Say, look at Tulsi Gabbard, you know, right, my national security person, you know, Homeland Security person. She's got a job. She's doing all kinds of stuff. I don't know what she's doing. And look what she found, right? That's nothing to do with me. You know, she's in charge of national security, and she discovered a breach. She discovered something that was wrong, that an investigation was taking place, and false impressions were being made to undermine my presidency. And treason trumps everything else, right? You know, I mean, nothing like this has ever happened, right?
Right. This is uncharted waters here.
Our former president is actually saying, a former president who is now president once again is saying that a former president was engaged in treason. Let me tell you, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson for a long time hated each other's guts. They openly hated each other's guts, but treason was never, alleged. This is new, and that's what makes this. And you're right, the timing of it makes it, suspicious.
Before you go, just a thought. Does this have real legs, do you believe? Or are we just going to go through the motions here for a while?
Larry, look, when people started to hear the words weaponization of the legal system in the Justice Department, guys like me who work for you would always go, this is dangerous stuff. You know, the Democrats, if they're going to go all out against Donald Trump in five different jurisdictions, raid his house in Florida, in state court in Georgia, in federal court, Colorado, trying to kick him off the ballot. Be careful. This is dangerous stuff, because if he gets into office, he has the same ability to do what you did. He has the same ability to say, you know what? We've got the Justice Department. We've got attorney generals in different states. Let's get them to prosecute and investigate. So it only has legs because we started a precedent that we could, if you really hated somebody, the party out of power could end up prosecuting a former president for all kinds of actions in order to derail his return to the White House. And that was something that, that became the new precedent. It became in vogue that you can investigate and prosecute former presidents. Guess what? Barack Obama is a former president. And so I do think, I don't know whether we've got the facts of treason, but I think we have the prospects that the Justice Department has enough to open up its own investigative inquiries. And as you know, just yesterday, Republicans and Democrats, everyone was talking about congressional investigations to look into these various charges.
Uncharted waters, Thane. Appreciate your thoughts this morning and your time as always. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Thane Rosenbaum, who is a CBS legal analyst. It's really fascinating, actually. But I think most people just want to, when the prices of food coming down? What's inflation doing? These are sidebars from the PJ Fitzpatrick home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.